This week on Marginalia, we speak with Dave Eggers about his novel, Contrapposto.
The dialogue in particular was so effortless in a way that I felt like I was just transcribing conversations that were going on without much of my own help.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 12th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Charlie Wilkes is a local musician who provided soundscapes to accompany the Wichita Art Museum's See, Hear, Feel America exhibit in partnership with Envision Arts Center. Torin Anderson reports on Charlie Wilkes' process after the news. Soccer fans are taking over Wichita's Nafsker Park this week as FIFA World Cup matches begin. Local nonprofit Empower is hosting the Wichita Global Fan Zone, which is a World Cup watch party that also features soccer drills, giveaways, live music, and food vendors. Sally Aguilar is with Empower and helped open the Fan Zone yesterday.
This is just another way to give back to the soccer lovers. The sport of soccer just brings people together. It's a celebration. It's a cultural thing. It's a generational thing. It's a tradition for me personally.
The Fan Zone will be active from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. today. Two matches will be broadcast, including Team USA's first match of the tournament tonight at 9 o'clock. A Wichita homeless shelter and service center received a major donation Thursday to help continue its operations, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
United Way of the Plains announced a gift of $1 million to Wichita's Second Light shelter. The money will go towards the service center's day-to-day operations. It faced a shortfall after the failure of a proposed city sales tax. Officials say Second Light services shorten the time people experience homelessness. United Way President Pete Nahara says in addition to offering shelter, Second Light helps prevent evictions.
More than ever, we're finding working families, first-time homeless because of the affordability challenges in America and here in Kansas.
The challenge grant will be given over the next 3 years. Officials are encouraging businesses and donors to match the grant. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
State education officials are trying to comply with a new law in Kansas that penalizes school districts that encourage or facilitate student protests. The law requires parental consent for students to skip class or leave a school building to protest. Districts would also face fines if staff members are proven to have enabled or supported a walkout. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says that could get tricky if teachers head outside during a protest to supervise students.
I think when we get into the idea of negligence, if they are on school property and staff aren't doing something, that could be more problematic.
The fine against a district for encouraging a student protest would be the superintendent's base salary for each day a walkout occurred. In Wichita, that would be about $325,000. Researchers at an environmental nonprofit say dangerously humid heat is increasing in the Midwest and South, and that's putting people's health at risk. Harvest Public Media contributor Sarah Fentum reports.
Analysis from scientists at the advocacy group Climate Central shows the number of days with heat index values above 90 degrees is increasing. The heat index takes humidity into account along with the air temperature. The trend's most pronounced in the South and Southeast. Tulsa and St. Louis have around 5 more extreme humid heat days a year compared with 1979. Amarillo, Texas has 22 more days. Caitlin Trudeau is an applied climate scientist with the group. She says when humidity goes up, people can't sweat heat out.
And so what it does is it basically just gets trapped inside your body and it leads to all kinds of problems and gets deadly really quickly.
High humid heat days are especially dangerous for outdoor laborers, such as farm workers. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Fentum.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation will soon be looking for a new leader. Tony Mativi won U.S. Senate approval this week to become a federal judge. His confirmation follows a 3-year stint as KBI director. He was approved by a Senate vote of 51-46. Mativi is the second of President Donald Trump's Kansas judicial nominees to be confirmed to the bench this month. Mativi began his career in the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office and went on to serve 22 years with the U.S. Department of Justice before retiring in 2020. Kansas universities are urging students and families to be aware of significant changes to federal financial aid that will take effect July 1st. Legislation approved last year could affect many students' eligibility for student loans as well as their borrowing options. These include changes to Pell Grant awards, new caps on Parent Plus loans, and lower loan amounts for students who are enrolled in college less than full time. Universities say students should work with their academic and financial aid advisors to understand the changes and plan ahead. A taxidermy and curiosities sale is helping staff clear out the Great Plains Nature Center ahead of a two-year closure. The Nature Center is selling off taxidermized wildlife and display pieces until June 18th. On the 19th, the building will close to the public to allow for foundation repairs, exhibit updates, and accessibility improvements. Foundation work will last a year, while changes to exhibits should be wrapped up within 2 years. Chisholm Creek Park will remain open to the public during construction. Naturalists and volunteers plan to care for the building's wildlife off-site during construction. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
You've probably heard a lot about KMUW's Pint Nights over the past year. This June, we're switching it up a little. We're hosting an event just for you early birds. Join us for the Morning Edition Meetup, Tuesday, June 16th. It's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Reverie Coffee Roasters. Great coffee, great conversation. No agenda.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The Wichita Art Museum is partnering with Envision Arts Center to present See, Hear, Feel America. The exhibit is designed to include the visually impaired. Torin Anderson caught up with Charlie Wilkes, who's a local musician who provided the sonic illustrations for these visual works.
The thunder there, like, it gives me kind of an experience of like shimmering, right? Like that's like a shimmering light experience.
That's musician Charlie Wilkes describing his experience with sound and what he hopes to convey in his newest project.
One of the big challenges with art museums is that it's quite frequently mostly visual art. And so trying to step into this realm of how do we make it a more inclusive space for people who can't see.
Wilkes agreed to provide sound for these still images, giving visually impaired people a more complete perspective of the exhibit.
They called me up and said, hey, we've got 10 paintings, and we'd like you to make soundscapes that are representative of the paintings.
Working with his girlfriend, Allison Rowitz, they started with how paintings could be portrayed verbally and then mixed that with sound.
I myself am blind. What are the sounds that I would hear as a blind person in this situation? And then I just tried to create that. It was almost like taking a still image and turning it into a moving image.
The next challenge would be finding representative sounds.
How do I create the sounds? The most challenging pictures were ones where it was kind of these wide open landscapes, kind of desolate landscapes sometimes, where, as a blind person, the only thing you would really experience if you were standing in one place was the ambient sound of the wind around you.
Wilkes found human clues in the paintings to create sound around.
There were pipes in the picture, and let's just imagine that there's wind happening in this scene. Like, would the wind blow over the pipes and make a noise?
So Wilkes invented how to recreate what that sound might be.
I went and got a metal straw and recorded myself blowing over it and then just dropped it a few octaves. It was pretty convincing. That's like one of my favorite things I got to do was mess with everyday objects and figure out how to process them to make them sound like something it wasn't.
Perspective had to be accurate to the experience. Wilkes plays an interpretation of Against the Rain by Zoltan Sepeshi.
A white church at the center, its dark steeple rising sharply into a dramatic sky. Heavy gray clouds sweep across the scene, while bright rays of sunlight break through, casting streaks of light onto the green hills below.
Wilkes imagined being in the painting and what it might sound like hearing the organ from outside the church.
I was trying to take the third-person viewing experience and turn it into a first-person audio experience. So it's like you're standing outside the church, maybe up on a hill, and you see, you know, there's the church, and then to the left is the tree, and to the right you see the horse, and then how would that sound if you had an exaggerated stereo field?
Wilkes says that's how visually impaired people experience much of the world around them.
That's kind of how sound works, right? It's like our spatial, it's very spatial for us. So my focus was on creating accurate spatial representations of the descriptions.
For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
These rules really are in our heads, and we basically sort of know them, and we make mistakes, but we kind of know these rules, and we don't want to learn too much about them.
Things we don't know, we know. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.